Well, hello, everybody. This is Debbie Gygesch with the Pedowitz Group, and welcome to RMR, Power for Revenue Marketing Leaders. I want to welcome everyone to Season 2, and this year, I must admit, we have some pretty amazing interviews planned. This year, I decided to do more interviews. Like last week, we did a CMO and a CFO, and the insights were amazing. And we'll also include other key executives. I'd love to have more CEOs, CFOs, COOs, CTOs, and CISOs on the show. And if you know acronyms, give yourself a pat on the back. Now, we've also added a new feature to our lineup, and interviews from folks here at the Pedowitz Group. Because when I really stop to think about it, we have an amazing team of consultants. And so we thought it would make great program to hear from them about their personal experiences as revenue marketers and also their client experiences as they serve revenue marketers. So before today's guest, let me remind everyone what is revenue marketing. And we have a very simple definition for it. It's the process of transforming marketing from a cost center to a revenue center. Every single marketer on the planet is feeling the pressure to be more accountable for revenue or some type of financial metric. And revenue marketing is discipline, the set of guiding principles to help you achieve that level of accountability. So today, I am so pleased to introduce our guest, Meyerhofer, part of Pedowitz Group, and is our VP of Strategic Accounts. One heck of a revenue leader. So, Carl, welcome to the show.
Hi, Debbie. How you doing? Thank you.
Very great.
Happy to be
well,
here.
Well, Carl, why don't we start a bit about your career as a revenue marketer?
Sure, Debbie. Well, I guess place to start is I'm an engineer by degree, so I've really always been very comfortable with technology, process, always been very analytical. But also been pretty business-minded. So throughout my career, I found myself in all these roles where I could use my skills to directly impact business results. And spent the early portion of my career at CommScope as a product line management with responsibility for running a business and owning P&Ls. And then about 5 years ago, I moved into their corporate marketing function where I ran their strategic and solutions marketing. And then more recently was the VP of digital and content marketing with responsibility for marketing operations as well. And that's when I was introduced to the Pedowitz Group and revenue marketing.
Well, I want to take a look at your background because I find it fascinating that so many folks that I meet on the show have engineering in their background. And they always tell me they're comfortable, just like you said, Carl, with the technology, with the product, with the business. What impact do you think having an engineering background had on your ability to be a revenue marketer?
Well, I think it promotes analytical thinking and process, which I think is really important as we take and shift from a more traditional marketing approach to a modern marketing approach where actually you're running marketing more like a business. You tend to have to make most of your decisions or all of your decisions based on data and metrics and really putting a little bit more science into the art of marketing.
I love that, and I think you're absolutely right. I also want to talk about another very interesting background. That was when you were VP of Digital and Content at Scope. So you were part of a pretty large revenue transformation for that organization. Like Carl?
Well, I have to tell you, Debbie, transformation, we started maybe about 3 years ago. And when I first was introduced to revenue marketing, I was intrigued, but a little bit skeptical. What I liked about revenue marketing was it was based on running marketing more like a business, which I could totally relate to. It was also based on metrics and analytics. It was the use of technology. So So I found myself intrigued, but a little bit skeptical, because I also recognize the magnitude of change that's required in order to move an organization from traditional marketing to revenue marketing. But it was definitely something that the more I learned about, the more I embraced and really recognized through the transformation process that I participated in, the massive amount of benefit that can be achieved in an organization by making the investment in time and also in mindset to move from traditional to revenue.
You know, I mean, definitely, transformation is the best job for any organization. And I think in 2015, we saw, especially in London, who were suddenly, they say the word transformation, who actually wanted to transform. And I really like the term that you used, intrigued, skeptical, because I think that more marketers need that attitude. It is such a large change management initiative, not just about the technology, the people and the process. The time and the mindset and are all critical elements. But I also think, Carl, that another critical element in that transformation is the role that the senior management team plays. The belief and understanding of that, the CEO, the CEO, the CFO. And so, really, our whole topic, I want to spend the rest of our time talking about, from your perspective, what senior management really want from marketing as you begin this journey of transformation. So what are your thoughts on that, Carl?
Well, Debbie, I think that number one, that leadership team really needs to be educated on the benefits of revenue marketing, because their perspective is typically they recognize marketing as more of that traditional marketing function, and probably don't even realize the benefit associated with moving that organization from traditional to revenue marketing and the huge impact that can have on their business. So I think that, you know, making sure that those leaders are educated, and I think that's the job of us on the marketing side, to help those leaders better understand the revenue marketing methodology, and we really need those other stakeholders' support, because this is it's a long process. It's not a sprint, it's a marathon. And it takes a lot of time and energy and investment to make this transition, but the payoff is huge in the end. The other area that I
want to talk about. Go ahead, Carl.
The other area that I think is really important as part of that education process is to have senior management recognize that they need to set clear business goals and objectives so that the marketing team can align to them, because really at the end of the day, revenue marketing is all about contributing positively to the revenue growth and profitability of the business. And having those clear business goals and objectives is a critical place to start.
So really, you made two points as we begin our conversation around work for marketing. One, we have the job of educating the leaders, and number two, the senior leadership establishing those clear processes and objectives. But let's turn to education first. You know, when we go into a lot of companies, you know, there may be meetings with senior management. But I seldom see specific messaging. I see well-planned campaigns, you know, that are persona-based to a CFO, a CEO, a CIO. So what are some that you've seen, or what are some ways that you feel like marketing can do a better job of educating things?
Well, I think it's the first role of marketing is to change your mindset. And you really need to have and adopt a more business mindset and start speaking in terms that business and sales leadership can identify with. Traditional marketers are used to, you know, speaking in terms of clicks and page visits and downloads and other kinds of activity-based marketing terminology and metrics. But the business leaders and sales leaders don't necessarily identify with all those or don't see how those directly relate back to their business. So it's how do you go and start using terminology and working towards and reporting metrics that align with business metrics, things that the business leaders will understand and sales leaders. So how do you start talking about your contribution to funnel, contribution to revenue, market share gains, those kinds of KPIs and terminology that business leaders and sales leaders will more readily identify with. And then also that helps build credibility for the marketing leaders, because those are metrics and KPIs that those business and sales leaders truly respect and identify with.
So I agree. I think that when you start this whole transformation, before you can educate senior management into what could be with revenue marketing, there's a precursor to that, and that is that marketing has to change their mindset and speak the language of business to help them build more credibility. So I do agree with you. I see that as a precursor, because if marketing is still, to your point, thinking about the clicks and the, you know, the minutiae, then they will never be able to do a good job of educating senior management because they can't even begin to speak their language. But once marketing has adopted that language and that mindset and begins to walk and talk and act more like a business person, how do you see them then interacting with senior management so that senior management gets the education that they need around revenue marketing?
Well, I think it's important to become a part of the meetings that take place and the conversations and the business reviews and be an active contributor and participant. For many years, marketers tended to be a little bit more in the back row of those meetings, but you really need to secure your seat at the table. And when you are talking about how you're contributing positively to revenue growth and how you're contributing to positively towards the increase in margin and profitability of the business, then you earn yourself a seat at that executive table. And your conversations completely change from more of a support role to a strategic contributor of the business.
I completely agree, and I think that's a great set of I think that's great wisdom for folks listening to the show. You have to be there. You have to be participating. You have to be in the team meetings. You have to be in the review meetings. You have to be in the board meetings. Because if you're not there, if you don't have that seat at the table, there's no way you can continue that discussion. I was working with a company last year. I was actually working with their CMO, not really with the company, just kind of helping the CMO. One of the things that he told me, he said, Debbie, did I have a seat at the table? He said, but I don't have a voice at the table. And what I like about the way that you're talking about this, Carl, is they have a seat and the voice, and that the senior management team would not consider moving forward if marketing was not involved in that discussion, because they have been educated on the power and the impact of revenue marketing and what it can do for the organization. So I completely agree. I think that's a really good piece of wisdom, Carl. Let's talk about some of these individual characters. There's lots of folks in the senior management team, and when I think about them, it's almost like persona-based marketing. If you're the marketing organization, why does the CEO care? Why does the CFO care? Why does the COO? Why don't we start with the CEO? I mean, what's your perspective, Carl? What have you seen and what have you experienced around the role of the CEO in revenue marketing transformation?
Well, definitely it's someone in the transformation process that has to be completely bought in. And typically it's the supervisor of that CMO. So it's, again, CMO's job to educate that CEO. But the CEO is really looking for how is marketing going to positively impact the growth and profitability of my business? And if you happen to be a public company, how is it going to impact shareholder value? So it goes way beyond traditional marketing of just brand awareness, but really it's about how marketing is contributing then to the growth of the business and taking over that beginning of the buy cycle process that we've heard so much about, that you know, customers are engaging with marketing materials in the front end of that buy cycle to the tune of, you know, 50 to 60% of decisions are made while the buy cycle is over by the time they ever engage a salesperson. So as a CEO, marketing has to be a more strategic contributor to the business, taking over that front end of the buy cycle and making sure that the marketer that's responsible has that business mindset and is prepared to be able to contribute positively to the revenue of the business.
I think those are great comments, and I completely agree with you, Carl. You have to get that CEO completely bought in. Yet, I find in many companies that I've seen that CEO is dimly aware of the power of marketing once revenue marketing has been applied. Have you seen anything that happens within the world of the CEO that perhaps is a tipping point that they might be more open to listen and to understand and to investigate marketing as a tool that they have not used before?
I would say that that tipping point comes when the marketing organization reaches the point that they have, are producing credible data and reports that are showing the level of influence that they're having over revenue generation. And whether that's the ability to penetrate new markets, get deeper and wider within existing customers. But where I've seen the attention shift is when there is hard data, not just anecdotal talk, but hard data showing and proving the impact that marketing is having on the business.
I agree. I think
these guys are data driven and they're number driven. So you've got to have solid reports and solid data and information, not speculation.
I think you're spot on with that one. Let's turn to the CFO. You know, a lot of corollaries between the CEO and the CFO. How would you characterize what a CFO needs to know about revenue marketing, and how would you characterize how the CFO is different in the revenue marketing conversation than the CEO?
Sure. Well, I would say, you know, CFO, obviously, very numbers-driven, all financially driven. And the conversation with the CFO is about not only just revenue growth, but profitability growth and how marketing is helping to impact the profitability of the business. And that comes in a couple of different forms. Increase in profitability of the business comes from marketing being more effective with less money, less cost and spend. So that's one area. But the other is when marketing programs are properly targeted and are successful and in alignment with business goals and objectives, we find that the revenue that is influenced and created out of those marketing programs is typically targeted at a company's higher margin product lines. So you're helping to positively contribute to the bottom line of the organization by being very effective at growing their most profitable segments of business. So CFOs are always looking at the profitability and the cost associated with the business. So how efficient is the marketing organization, and how good are they at being able to steer customers towards their higher margin offers?
Oh, I love that. I mean, I think that marketing has so much power to do everything that you just talked about. I mean, basically anyone that has a marketing automation system and has it integrated with CRM can pretty much get to everything that you have just described here. And I think it then makes marketing a delight to the CFO versus the traditional way of thinking about marketing is the black hole of no return on dollars spent in the company. And so how do you think marketers should begin that conversation with the CFO? Let's say they don't currently have a relationship with the CFO. How do you begin that conversation with the CFO?
Well, I think it's first educating them on that philosophy of revenue marketing again, because as you have that conversation, they'll quickly realize that this is not about clicks and downloads, but it is about generating revenue, and you're going to be talking in terms that they can relate to, and that is numbers, how you're contributing to top line, how you're contributing to bottom line. So I think, you know, a little bit of education up front, and then work with the CFO as you're putting your marketing plan together, because, again, we said this is not a sprint, it's a marathon, right? So year after year, you're going to be looking to improve the overall effectiveness of marketing and the contribution that they're making. So you sit with that CFO, talk through with them what your organization is capable of contributing today, work with them, understand how the P&L is structured today and where you think marketing is going to be able to make that positive contribution. So sit down with them and discuss your plan. And this way also, what you're signing up for in terms of metrics, especially if it's revenue or profitability metrics, you know then that you've got a financial person within the organization to help make sure that the numbers that you're achieving are correct and also are in alignment with those business goals.
I think that is a great idea. Imagine if every marketer called their CEO, would like to have a meeting, to take me through our P&L. Show me what we're doing as an organization, and let's talk together about the effect that revenue marketing can have on this P&L. I simply love that idea, Carl. Well, let's talk about another senior executive, and let's talk about the COO within an organization. What do you think that the impact of revenue marketing is on the COO, and how should the COO be thinking about revenue marketing?
Sure. Well, the COO is typically, COO and his organization is typically that product line group. And they're the ones that on a day-to-day basis have ownership over the business and the P&L. So traditionally, since I was one, used to look at that marketing line and with a little bit of a question mark, right, and say, okay, I'm spending this money on marketing. I think I might be getting, you know, benefit out of it, but I can't be sure. And maybe if I cut, you know, some money out of that budget, it's probably not going to impact my business too much, and I can drop something to the bottom line and satisfy our CEO and shareholders. So there's always been this tug of war between marketing and the PLM group over budget. And I think that with the ability for a marketer to be able to justify the return on investment, that conversation completely changes with that COO. And now that COO will have a tremendous amount of confidence in the investment that they're making for their product line into marketing, knowing that they're going to get a return that's going to positively benefit their business. And the utopia is to have the relationship build to the point where you have the COO going to the CEO and requesting more money to be spent in marketing, because the COO is convinced that more money spent in marketing returns better investment to his business and a positive
return
on investment.
What an amazing vision. Everyone listening, can you imagine having such a great relationship with the COO? He's dyed in the wool, all about revenue marketing, and he goes to the CEO and says, we need to spend more money in marketing. Wow, that's an incredible vision, and I think in more companies, that should absolutely be the truth. Let's turn our attention to the last senior executive I wanted to chat just a few minutes about, and that is the CTO. I just came back from the MarTech conference, and Scott Brinker unleashed his new number of technologies. 3,500 marketing technologies are now available to the marketer. So as we take a look at these on-demand technologies, as we take a look at how much money the CMO is spending, what is the relationship of the CTO in all of this?
Yeah, I think when I think about it, Debbie, it's probably putting the CTO and the CIO together, right? Because both of those guys together own the technology piece. So having that conversation and having that relationship with those two members of the C-suite is so important, because there is so much technology now available to marketers who really have been technology starved for the longest period of time. And this technology is phenomenal. It's amazing. It really allows the marketers to measure and use data to make decisions, which I think is fantastic. But quite honestly, we know that a lot of marketers today are not that technically savvy. So they need to have a relationship and rely on the technology expertise that comes out of that CTO and CIO office. Because these guys live and breathe technology every day, and they also understand the tremendous benefits that can be achieved through the use of technology. So they are tremendous advocates, I've found, to the CMO, especially when the CMO is trying to get an investment into a technology for their organization.
So let me ask you this, Carl. What do you think the relationship should be between when a marketing organization decides to build out their own marketing operations group and the office of the CIO or the CTO?
They have to work very, very closely together. There's so much synergy to be achieved between those two organizations. I know in the role that I had, where I had a marketing operations organization, had an extremely good relationship with the IT organization, because the interfaces that take place with this technology and tools, these guys, they live and breathe that technology all day long, every day. They have to be on your side, and you have to be very closely aligned, and they have to be advocates. And I was very lucky that the organization that I worked in, we had a very good relationship. We were very closely aligned. And it was really important, as we wanted to make additional investments into technology and add resources in order to enhance or modify some of the technology we had. It was critical that we had buy-in from both organizations, and we, you know, had a united front as we went and asked for the funds and the resources in order to support some of these projects. So very, very important relationship.
I agree, because, again, especially in larger organizations, your marketing stack, your marketing ops is always dependent upon other systems and other processes and other data sources within the company. So you cannot build this as an island. I completely agree, Carl. So let me ask you a final question.
Reporting as well is another one.
It truly is. So when you think about, you know, what you have observed in the market, both as a professional doing this and also seeing other companies, what do you think are some common mistakes that marketers make when they are working with senior management?
Well, I would say one common mistake is working a little bit in a vacuum. So, you know, we've talked about how we need to educate the rest of the organization. I think that that's critically important, making sure that you've got your management team and all your stakeholders aware of what you're doing and the associated benefits of it. Don't try to do this in a vacuum, because you need those other stakeholders on your side. The second is, and we touched a little bit upon this, is the amount of change. So many organizations underestimate the amount of change that's going to be required to make this transformation happen. And as a marketing leader, you also tend to maybe avoid focus, but I think it's critically important that you make sure that you address change management because there's a lot of change that's going to take place within the organization. And without a really formalized change management plan, you could have a tremendous amount of chaos in an organization that could really distract from the ultimate goal and results. And then I would say the third thing I would say, Debbie, is don't take your foot off the gas, because stay the course. I'm telling you that there are times when you may question the ability of your organization to be able to make this transformation when you hit a couple of those bumps in the road. But, you know, keep your eye on the prize and lean on your implementation partner for help to stay the course, because the end result is so worth the challenges you may run into during your journey. It's completely worth it.
I love those pieces of advice. So, again, just for everybody, you know, if you want to avoid making these mistakes, don't work in a vacuum. Do not underestimate change, and do not take your foot off the gas. I think those are great. I think that's really great, Carl. So as we come to the end of our time together, you know, you have such an incredible set of experiences in marketing, as an engineer, as a business person, as a technologist. You really have the full package. If you were talking to a marketer, Carl, who was just beginning their journey, what advice would you have for them?
I guess I would say the first thing you need to do is make sure you educate yourself. You really need to have a very strong working knowledge of this methodology and philosophy in order to be able to communicate it to the rest of your organization. So there's a lot of information out there that you could use to educate yourself. As a matter of fact, Debbie, your book, you know, The Rise of the Revenue Marketer, is a fantastic resource for people who are looking to just get started and educate themselves on revenue marketing and the impact that it can have in an organization. Then I would say, again, educate your team and the rest of your organization. Critical to get that buy-in from those stakeholders. And then the other is you really need to engage an outside organization to help you. You know, someone that you can learn from and be guided by that has a lot of experience in this area that can help you with best practices, because you could probably manage it on your own, but it's going to take a lot longer and you won't have the benefit of the experience that an outside organization may have. And then, you know, lastly, like I just mentioned before, and that is, you know, stay the course. And this is really, with all the changes that are happening out there with the buyer's journey, this is not really a matter of if it'll happen. It's a matter of when you need to make this transformation. So start your transformation early and now, give yourself time, and because you're going to need some time to be able to execute it, and the investment is so worth the payoff.
I could not agree with you more, and I think those are really solid pieces of advice for everyone. Well, I feel like we've kind of been on a whirlwind conversation here. We've talked about the senior management team. We've talked about all these different roles on the senior management team and what they should know about revenue marketing and how marketers should be engaging with them. So, Carl, thank you so much for your time. Thank you so much for your...
Well, Debbie, I really appreciate the opportunity to speak to you today. Thank you very much for inviting me.
You're so welcome. And everyone, we have two more great shows coming up in April. On April the 7th, we'll have Ashley Davis of Trend Micro. We'll be talking about the very hot topic of marketing technology. And then on April the 14th, we'll have Scott Brinker, the owner or the founder of MarTech, and we'll be talking about his new book, Hacking Marketing. So please feel free to join us. You can download these interviews on iTunes, or you can listen from your computer. Thanks, everybody. And remember, it is a great day to be a revenue marketer.